Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to learn from Dr. Lightman about the creation of life. We have a man, we have a woman, or a male and female cat, depending what level we're talking about. But when the female and male connect, something happens. Life is created. This is what we'll try to better understand on this show. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, our sages talked about three partners in the creation of man: his mother, his father, and the Creator. And we understand that the Creator is that force of giving and love that gives that component of vitality of life and inflates life into that biological body, into those desires, into those qualities. Yes. We know that parents have several children, and all the children are different from each other. Meaning that every time there's a new creation that's different from the others. Why is it so? It depends on the role that a person has to perform in life. That then he takes some of the corporeal qualities from the father, some from the mother, in a different merger. He can also resemble his grandparents to some extent. Usually it's possible to take three generations into account and get qualities, traits from them until he receives the right merger. And it also depends on many of the circumstances that he encounters in life, and correspondingly he develops and can shape himself, format himself, and realize his destiny. We see that there are similarities between brothers, and there are also many different things about them, physically wise, and also in terms of their traits, inclinations, the way they behave. I want to talk about the spiritual component that exists in a person, that part of vitality, that vital part. Does it differ from person to person, from brother to brother in a family? Absolutely, completely, because it comes from a different root. It doesn't matter that they have the same mother and father. One of the brothers can have a very high spiritual root, and the other one can have a very high corporeal root, if one might say. Is there also similarity in the spiritual components? No, I don't want to say that there's no connection, but still the connection is very hidden. Oh, we can't research, investigate it. Okay, a new child is born into a family. What does it mean in terms of, what does this mean? Does it have to do with the development of the family? Does it mean something? This I don't understand. Does it mean something that another creature, created being, is born into a family? Yeah, the upper providence, that force that you call the Creator, gives the mother and the father, or creates such circumstances, that the mother becomes impregnated and gives birth to another child. Okay, suppose we had a couple who had one child. Now they have two children. The last child that joined the party, so to speak, when he arrives, does he influence the essence, this entity, completely, as if everyone's born anew? Really? Can you explain? That's how it is? I'm sorry, but it's really interesting. Yeah, but you're a psychologist. You understand that it's interesting, but what will all these things give us? I like talking very practically. Every new child in a family, we know how much the family changes, and even the simple corporeal families, all the more in spirituality, it's very different. It completely changes the entire template. In corporeality, we know, but on the level that child brings another spiritual component into the system, He draws a spiritual force component into the family, and the family starts behaving differently. He changes the fate of the family even. So, if looking at this a bit more generally, any newborn brings in to the human system something? Yes. The same happens in the animate world, in the animal world, in the animal world too, but there we can't see it that much. So it will make an impact, because there usually the male disconnects from the female and he has no connection to the offsprings. And also the female, after some time, she also disconnects from her offsprings and has no connection with them. To them, because there's no development of the soul there. They only accompany people, and therefore they don't have such long-term phenomena. Okay, we see that there are many cases where there is some kind of malfunction in the formation of life. There are miscarriages, there are women that can't get pregnant. Why are there these bugs in the system? I'd expect that nature that wants to create life, and you're saying that every new created life brings much more than merely some body into the world, but they have a very essential force. I'd expect for nature to help make as many of those as possible, and not that. The thing is that the deficiency for a new degree, for the development of a new degree, doesn't exist. It exists insufficiently. Can you explain this? This is usually what it is. I don't understand, because life has to first and foremost come from the desire to live, and if there's no desire, then there are malfunctions here, and it's possible that a special desire is demanded of special created beings, and therefore they're not let to multiply. Who needs to want it? The man, the woman, the newborn, who? The woman's vital force. So it's related to the woman, these things. Usually, yes. And in recent years, we see that there are more malfunctions in the ability of being able to bear children. More women are having more difficulties in this respect. I don't know. I never researched this. But it's possible. And also this has to do with, let's say, the forms of life that we have today, manners of life that we have today among the youth, that they go into relationships without taking anything into account. And it corrupts a woman's ability to become pregnant, because a woman's body is very gentle, subtle, and it joins, connects to the man. And if she has a man of her own, then her body, all of her systems, they start becoming adjusted to the man. And if she changes partners, then accordingly her physiology gets confused, and then she has a problem. Question. When we have a coupling, mating between a male and female, and life starts to form in the female body, God forbid at some point there's a miscarriage, what determines whether there will be a miscarriage or that the pregnancy will come out right? What determines that? I'll tell you, but don't ask me about it anymore. Simply, does she have enough light of chassadim to clothe on the light of chokhmah? And if she doesn't, then there's a miscarriage. Turns out that the light of Chochmah doesn't get the clothing of Chassadim, and then there can't be the formation of life or the continuity of life, and then everything comes to an end. Because you asked me not to ask, I won't, but there is a reason. It's not random. There's nothing random in the world at all. And the reason is deep. You can't explain it in simple words. What determines whether a pregnancy will turn out fine or another pregnancy will stop after a woman's already pregnant? I understand that there's not enough force on part of the woman to give the correct energy to receive the male force. Meaning there's a need for some kind of combination, meaning that the woman doesn't have enough force to allow the male force to be revealed, to give a push to the development of the embryo, which is a combination of the two. Yeah, because every time the formation of life is anew, each and every day, each and every moment, it's a new male force and a new female force from what already exists in the woman. And they discover that more and more and more in the connection and continue life this way. Why is connection so important between these two forces? Where did you ever see life without connection? An atom doesn't exist without connection. So the force of connection is the vital force, so that life will be able to continue. This force has to continue developing in parallel, more or less, yeah? Right. Unless, also from above, the vital force, the third party, stops supporting life in some way. This is also something that I wanted to understand. Is it related to corporeality? Nothing's related to corporeality at all. There is no corporeality. There's only spirituality. Everything's the combination of the three forces, the Creator, the Mother, and the Father. In the past 5 minutes, you mentioned two interesting concepts. You talked about the desire to live, that life is actually born from a desire to live and generate new life. And you talked about the force that sustains and develops the connection between the female and male forces more and more. How is it that suddenly, in a discussion about how life's created, you took us to a place where there's desire and aspirations? Where does it come from? All new life comes from desire, from the desire of the man and the desire of the woman. It also depends on the desire. If you look at it this way, but why are you looking at this from this angle? This is what I want to understand. All of life is a desire. Atoms that connect, it's according to their desire. Molecules, the continuity of life. Atoms, okay, but molecules, as they start to multiply, creating new forms, it's only as a result of their desire, a hidden desire that's revealed in this new formation. So, we have three forces of desire here. We have the male force, we have the female force, and we have a force that comes from above. And actually, going back to our previous discussion, what determines whether a pregnancy, after the first connection, will succeed or, God forbid, won't? For this, from what I understand, throughout the entire period of the 9 months, the combination of these three desires has to be such that allows the formation of life, of course. Okay, till now we talked about the woman and we talked about the third component from above. Let's talk about the man. The power of the man's desire, does it influence the woman's pregnancy for it to succeed, or he's irrelevant after he gave what he gave? Does his desire make an impact after he did what he did? Yeah. After that, there is a special combination inside the woman, as if corporeally we don't see that it's changing, that the man can no longer influence this, as if he did what he did and left. But really, there is a tremendous, lengthy spiritual action here that without the influence of the man over the embryo and the newborn along with the female, without that, the embryo won't be able to develop correctly. So does or doesn't the man impact the success of the pregnancy? Not only the pregnancy, also later. Also later on, he has to participate in the education. Later on, that's obvious. But in terms of the success of the pregnancy, so there will be no malfunctions, he does have an impact. Yes, the embryo inside his mother feels everything, including his dad. So the proper development of the pregnancy depends on the combination of three desires: the female force, the male force, and something from above. Yeah. So suppose the male force and the female force are in our hands. We can make it so that we have a strong desire really every day anew, a desire for the formation of a new and healthy life. What about the third component? You said that it's impossible to do anything without it, that we need the spiritual force from above to be a part of things. If it becomes a part of things and we're in the pregnancy, why suddenly does it disappear from there? Because that's also a correction. Can you explain? That too is a correction. Stopping a pregnancy, even if the sides disagree with it, yeah, when it happens naturally, that too is a correction. Correction, what does that mean? It means that that too has to happen in our life so that all in all we will reach the purpose of creation. So if I understand, the approach is much broader. There is a certain ongoing process, and sometimes we can't exactly understand the expression of this process, but things are happening, and that's also necessary in order for things to come out right. Yeah. Okay, there are women probably listening now that probably experienced several miscarriages, and they're asking themselves, what can we do? Because we said that it really depends on the power of the woman, or what can my spouse do so that in the next pregnancy, this pregnancy will be a proper one, a healthy one from beginning to end. Can you give some practical advice in this regard? To be together in spiritual development. Then they influence the upper force, and it will arrange things for them. Meaning, a good relationship isn't enough. This is what I understand. Just a good relationship, that's good, but it's controlled by the upper force. We see that many couples that started out in a good and nice way, after some time, even without a reason, apparent reason. God forbid there's some kind of a problem in the pregnancy, and the pregnancy comes to an end. So I had a combination of three forces there: the female force, male force, and the vital force. How can we call it in simple words? The upper force. Okay. Female force, male force, and the upper force. There's some kind of a problem. What I'm trying to understand is what happened with that upper force. God forbid the pregnancy stopped. What happened to it? Because it disconnected. The pregnancy came to an end. Suppose this is it. It's not taking care of the matter. It doesn't connect these two forces, the female and male forces. No. Where is it? It was supposed to create a human being, and it stopped. I'm not asking why. I'm trying to understand What now happens with that force, the upper force that was supposed to sustain the embryo and turn it into a newborn? What happens with that force after the pregnancy is over? It'll participate in some other place. It'll arrange another connection between the male and female forces for itself. Yeah, but it's not up to us. Why are you getting into this? It's really interesting. Many things are interesting, but what can you understand about this? It's a matter of the upper force. It's not our concern. Is something left from this unrealized potential? Everything has to do with the general correction of all of mankind. I can't say more than that. Many times, there's some kind of malfunction. The male and female, they're genetically incompatible. And the genetical connection between them creates some kind of malfunction in the embryo. How do you see this? It's a phenomenon that was also determined from above for our generation, like many other genetical problems, and there'll be more. We have to accept it as a general malfunction and many other malfunctions, that this is how they appear in our time, because we're all egoists, we're very corrupt, and the result of the corruption appears on different levels, also on the genetic level. Because we're in an era where there are many malfunctions in science and medicine are trying to make us a bit more successful in this respect, so that we'll be able to help people to get pregnant, to keep their pregnancy, and to give birth to healthy children. Now, because we've evolved and we have tools that we didn't have in the past, you know, in the past, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Today, you can really engineer things. We have the tools that can help things pan out. Sometimes we can even make the tiniest, slightest choices. How does this ability influence the system in general? 1,000 years ago, we didn't know the things that we know today, and we couldn't interfere in these processes. Today we do. Does it somehow change the combination, the merger between these three factors? Not at all. But we have abilities that we didn't have in the past. Who gives us these abilities? The upper force. Who controls everything, openly or behind the scenes? The upper force. Who creates these malfunctions? The upper force. Who helps us rise above these malfunctions and succeed somewhat? The upper force. What do you think? That there are many forces that are working here and they're integrated between them, maybe even in struggle between them. I'll tell you what it looks like. It seems as if man today intervenes. You have surrogacy. You can treat infertility. You can choose the sex of the baby. That's only the beginning. You'll have more and more. No, really. Pay 100,000 shekels, $25,000, and you can get whatever sex you want. There are many complications in pregnancy that medicine can solve. And it seems that today man encourages nature, or many times even forces nature, to create life where naturally it wasn't supposed to be created. Yeah? Why? Because you deserve to suffer as a woman and get many, many treatments in order to get pregnant. Why? Why did humanity reach this state? What does it give? Additional suffering. Why is that good? It's good for man. By that, he's more in agreement with the corrections. This desire where a woman really wants a child, but she either has to go through a series of fertility treatments or use surrogacy in order to bring this child into the world. Everything's fine. By the way, it creates a very strong desire in a woman for that child. When that child is born, she doesn't treat him as an ordinary child, but as a child that they really waited for and invested lots of efforts in. Does the formation of life in this way have any meaning? It's included in the deficiency and the troubles of all of mankind, and it will go and grow until we'll understand that there is a solution somewhere. Where is the solution? The solution is in changing man. More correctly put, in the changing of relations between people. If we'll start changing that, all problems will be solved. Can you explain the connection between the relations between people and the ability to become pregnant and all the things we talked about? It all has to do with mankind. And we have to understand that it all stems from the upper force, that we have to be in accordance with, and he demands of us to be in relations of love and connection between us. And if we'll reach that, then for sure we will solve all the problems, and especially of this kind. Suppose a person's watching us now, and he doesn't believe in the upper force, in the existence of an upper force. How should he understand your worldview? He can't understand it. He can't. My worldview stems from research that I do through the wisdom of Kabbalah. I'm not a believer, I'm a researcher. That's the difference. And therefore, if he wants to know, not believe, but to know, he has to come and study how to research the reality that we're in, and how do we discover in it the force that really controls all of reality. You research and discover. You don't believe. Last question. Why do you believe that the change in the relations between people will solve all of our problems, including pregnancy problems? Because I know the system of nature called godliness, Elohim, which is global, and if we'll create a good, nice global connection between us, we will influence all the subsystems, including the systems in women, in men, and what's in between them, in a good way, and we'll have no problems in anything. Man's desire will then determine everything to our benefit. Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time. All the best.